Cosmotheism is an idea whose time has come. I've told you before in earlier meetings that we can find partial expressions of cosmotheism among the writings of the ancients, 25 centuries ago. A great many of the Greek and Roman philosophers understood parts of our truth. The same was true of the pagan philosophers of Northern Europe, and also certain outstanding Christian thinkers of the Middle Ages, despite the fundamental contradictions of cosmotheism with the teachings of the Church. Then in the 18th and 19th centuries, there was an enormous outpouring of cosmotheist feeling. Cosmotheism, or at least one aspect of cosmotheism, was the underlying idea of the entire Romantic movement in art and literature, from Alexander Pope to Joseph Turner and William Wordsworth. And cosmotheism is the underlying idea of 20th century science. Today, more and more thinkers, scientific thinkers in particular, are coming to understand that fact and also to give explicit expression to that understanding. I pointed out to you in earlier meetings some of the specifically cosmotheist statements of some of the medieval thinkers and also of some of the more modern philosophers, Hegel, Fichte, others. The more one looks into the matter, the clearer becomes this cosmotheist thread running through the spiritual and intellectual history of our race. Every week, I run across more and more examples. Just last Thursday, someone sent me this statement by the novelist, D.H. Lawrence. And I quote just a part of a longer statement by Lawrence. "We and the cosmos are one. The cosmos is a vast living body of which we are all parts. The sun is a great heart whose tremors run through our smallest veins. The moon is a great gleaming nerve center from which we quiver forever." Now all this is literally true as men knew in the great past and as they will know again, unquote. Well, hundreds of other cosmotheist expressions by prominent men during just the last few decades can be found. There can be no doubt that our people down through the ages have been groping for the cosmotheist truth, and today, more than ever, they're finding it. Tomorrow, it will be the dominant idea in the world.